He's a big star on Fox News, one of the most respected doctors in the tri-state area. His name is Mark Siegel. He's a blast. Dr. Mark Siegel, welcome back, buddy. How are you?
What's up?
I'm really great. First of all, I'm glad Bernie's back. You had him training for the Jewish high holidays, and now he's back. He's back in the seat. I also want to tell you, I can't believe you're still rooting for your Mets there. They're 7.5 games back in a wild card. They don't have a chance. Now, the Yankees, you should be talking about Gary Sanchez because, you know, when these guys that have been around a while suddenly start doing well, it makes old guys like you and me feel young again, doesn't it?
No, I know. Sanchez had a big home. No, I'm not. The Mets are done. I said to Anthony Scaramucci last month they were done. But Yankee fans need to be Met fans tonight because the Yanks are a half game behind Boston, Mark. So if the Yankees beat the Rangers and the Mets win at Fenway, the Yankees will be the team back in the wild card.
Yeah, that's right. What I think is going to happen, too. I think the Yankees have the horses.
I think so, too. They're going to be really, really good in the playoffs if they make it, too, because that lineup could be absolutely brutal. Now, talk about this column I'm reading here. Dr. Mark Siegel, stop shaming people over masks. Focus on COVID vaccines and testing. Here's what you wrote. The best COVID message, I should say, get vaccinated, get tested, end the pandemic. Is it that simple?
Yeah. Listen, Sid, you want to know how we know that? You know why nobody trusts the government? Not that they ever did, by the way. But you know why they don't trust the government? Because people intuitively know that a mask is the final barrier. It's your final chance. Well, in other words, Sid, do you want to be in a room with somebody who's got COVID, coughing, sneezing, and a mask hanging off their chin because some liberal authority says the mask is the way to go? No. Here's what you want. You want somebody at home to have a home testing kit that the government provides for free, by the way, and should have done many months ago. And you test yourself before you go to school. Bernie tests himself before he comes to you. See, you know, who wants to be close to Sid the bartender there from the new movie without being tested? I want those cheap free testing at home. And then, of course, the vaccine works. The vaccine works well beyond expectations. So the point here is that the Biden administration, with all of their focus on slapping wrists and threatening people on everything, including masks, which barely work, sends a message of Big Brother. We're watching you. We're going to control you. We're going to police you. Imagine this, Sid. It's Halloween. They've just approved for vaccines for five-year-olds. You walk up to a door, a five-year-old, and somebody in a Biden mask answers the door and tries to give you a piece of candy, and you're not even wearing a costume. They want masks on Halloween. They have all the kids in N95 masks going trick-or-treating. What do you think?
I'm leaving.
Yeah. Dr. Mark Siegel on the Bernie and Sid Show. Dr. Bernie here. Look, speak about the hypocrisy and the double standards on the Biden administration imposing vaccine mandates on businesses, government employees, and not forcing the hundreds of thousands of illegals to get the vaccine. That, and also the Emmys, the Met Gala with the masks, where the liberals, the liberal elite star snobs don't have to wear masks, and the servants do.
Bernie, everything you just said is totally true. Remember when the Soviets won the Russian Revolution, the first thing they did was move into the Tsar's palaces. So don't expect a mask at some big.
That's funny.
Don't expect a mask at some big gala. You know, and the hypocrisy is inherent in all of this. And the forcing. And I want to say what your point about mandates is this. Don't you think businesses want to do what they have to do to stay safe? Don't you think it's in the mind of a business owner, I don't want COVID in here, so this is what I'm going to do? Who needs the government twisting the arm of a small business? Oh, by the way, they're staying away from small businesses, right? It's only 100 and above. You know why? They did a calculation. They figured out 50 and above might actually vote for you. So therefore, it's 100 and above. Completely arbitrary numbers on who's got this mandate superimposed. People don't like being talked down to. They don't like being shamed. They don't like being bullied. I called yesterday President Biden, the doctor in chief, and somebody misunderstood that I meant Fauci. I actually meant President Biden. By the way, what do you think a Fauci mask would look like on Halloween?
Oh, God, that would be scary. As scary as the actual person is. You know, this morning, Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News, all these liberal channels are pumping up the fact that as of today, we've had more COVID deaths in the United States than we had back in 1918 with the flu, the Spanish flu. And you said moments ago, who can really trust the government? I got to tell you, I don't trust these numbers either. Because, you know, you find out 600,000 died, you're going to come to find that half of those got shot, had heart issues, some type of comorbidity, and they died from something else, but they had COVID. I don't trust any of these numbers.
No, that's A, what you just said, is for sure. B is 1918, there was like nobody living on the planet.
Right.
And C, people, millions of people died of flu that was called something else. They called it pneumonia, but it was really Spanish flu. And D, what about the 50 million people around the world that died of Spanish flu, by the way? We're not even in that universe. And most importantly, and here's something you haven't heard before, we superimposed flu guidelines on this pandemic, which didn't work. We thought we were going to learn from 1918, so we used the word lockdowns. We locked down society. Now we have an obesity epidemic among our children because we shut them out of school. Even the CDC is admitting that. That's flu thinking. That's thinking for a virus that's not as contagious. You lock people down in a poor neighborhood with this virus, it spreads. So all this closure we did destroyed our economy, destroyed the public psyche, destroyed people's ability to get medical screenings, and didn't stop the virus.
Yeah. Listen, a Fauci mask, by the way, you should wear two masks because he has two mouths. He's a double-talking phony Fauci is what he is. He talks out of both sides of his mouth, as you know, Dr. Mark Siegel. Dr. Siegel, look, the military also, the woke military these days, they have a mandate for our soldiers and sailors and SEALs and all of that stuff. And a lot of these soldiers and sailors are leaving the military. I saw a report last night, hundreds about to be fired, Navy SEALs, the best we have. And some people surmise that it's an exercise in control to get rid of the Trump-supporting military members to purge them of the quote-unquote extremists. What are your thoughts on that?
That's deeply disturbing. I think lost in all of this is that the way you actually talk to people about vaccines is from my mouth to their ears, not from some government mandate, some threat. Losing some of our best soldiers is really disturbing. Same with healthcare workers. You know, same with young children. I want doctors to be the ones having this conversation. I have it every single day. I say, here's your risk of the virus. Here's your risk of the vaccine. And I go over it. What are your fears? What are your concerns? Not the bully pulpit, not threatening people, not firing people. That's not going to work. And that leads to more and more division at a time when we actually need unity. You hear President Biden say the word unity. That's as far as he goes. He says the word.
Says it. Yeah.
Puts it on the White House lawn. And so on the way out here, Mark, should we be concerned? We asked the same question to Dr. Oz. He was on last week. Should we be concerned as more and more variants pop up from this that there may be something down the road that'll make us look a lot like 2019, 2020? Or do you think we really move past all that nonsense?
I want to say one thing before I answer that. Dr. Oz is actually a brilliant cardiovascular surgeon on top of being a great show host and personality. He's one of the best heart surgeons in the history of the world. And let me tell you why that's important. That's the same thing as you guys. You guys are great in all areas. I try to be really good in all areas. He's no phony. He's the real deal. Now, in terms of the question of the variants, I mean it. I know him well. Here's the question of the variants. Right now, the Delta variant is kicking ass all across the board because it's so contagious. And that's the one we still have to worry about. Nothing is going to outcompete it because it's more sinister or because it eludes the vaccine. None of that's going to happen as long as it's not more contagious. In the history of pandemics, usually they get milder over time. That's how we exited the 1918 pandemic. So I'm not going to be Mr. Harum Scarum here. I think if we whip Delta, we whip this. And that has to do with taking the vaccine and ramping up testing. That's where we have to go.
Siegel, you're always great. Fox News, your best work is obviously in a hospital, but you're great here too. So thank you so much for another fantastic appearance, my friend. Thank you so much.
And Bernie, I hope you had a very easy fast, Bernie.
I certainly did. I ate, actually.
So it was very easy. Dr. Mark Siegel, folks, check him out on Fox News. He really is terrific. Thank you so much.